one of the podcasts that I've been very excited to talk about, and I have Sylvia Watterson here with me today. And one of the things that we're going to tie our topic to this week is the Online Course Design Rubric Standard A3, which is learner engagement. And what basically it says is that we need to make sure that our students have the opportunity to give anonymous feedback to the instructor regarding course design and course content, both during course delivery and after the course completion. So Sylvia and I have talked about this quite a bit before, and so this is something she would really like to share with you, what she's done in her class concerning anonymous surveys. So Sylvia, why don't you just tell us how you enhanced your class?
Well, hi, Melissa. And I really think that having an anonymous survey fits under learner engagement so well. And I was a little bit wary of putting that in there, I guess because I wanted to make it the best I could and I didn't want to hear criticism. But students aren't really critical for the most part. So an anonymous survey allowed them to give some great feedback just about things that they like, things that are working, and also they would make suggestions or they would say, I'm having a problem with something. In that way, I was able to address it. I didn't know there was a problem, and students often won't write and send me an email and say, oh, I'm having a problem with this. But in the anonymous survey, for some reason, they feel free to do that.
You know, I found the same thing, Sylvia. I've used that since learning more about it over the last couple of semesters. And at first, you do feel a little bit self-conscious about asking students for some, you know, design advice in your class. But as you mentioned, it's a very positive experience. They're willing to help, and they really feel connected and part of your class. So I think it's a win-win both for our students and for ourselves. So one of the things that I was just going to ask is, how would you recommend an instructor get started with an anonymous survey? And maybe you could give us some examples of the type of questions that you asked.
Yes, I guess get started small. You know, you could just have a couple questions for a survey and have one like a week after the semester begins, for instance, or maybe set them up to happen throughout your semester, which is what I've done. So they have one at the beginning and then a couple in the middle and then a final one at the end of the semester. And it just really is appreciated by the students.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so if instructors wanted to contact you about some of the questions or how you went about doing it, would that be okay if we provided your information?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you being able to share this, because one of the things that we're going to be able to do is really work with the online course design rubric and the standards. And so if we can have these types of examples to share, and especially you might want to add some other things that really resonated with you about this experience before we just sign off.
You know, I think that one of the things that I wanted to get across to students and that students often have a difficult time talking about is whether or not they're eligible for disabled student services and programs.
Good idea.
And I set up a question in the survey that asked that in various ways, whether they were taking advantage of that for their mm-hmm. success, and I gave the phone number, and I have had a few people that said they did not know whether or not they were eligible, and they might be. So I was happy to get that information out there. And also, I don't know if most people know this, but people that have English as a second language, they would also go to disabled programs and or disabled student programs and services to get extra time for their tests.
Wow, I didn't even know that. That's great to know. And you've just probably informed so many of us that we can actually find out some information without directly asking students, are you signed up for DSPS? Because as you know, sometimes in our classes we can make recommendations, and we do have to be careful as instructors, but to let them know that this service is available, as well as other services. So that's another great idea for using an anonymous survey. So that's great. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about the impact this tool has made on your class and your student success?
Well, I just think it's made me a better instructor.
Yes, and that's what we all want. We're all striving to be exemplary instructors. And so if this tip helps you, please let us know. Sylvia has said that you can contact her at watersons@yosemite.edu, and she'll be happy to help you and probably share her questions with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you, Sylvia. Appreciate that. And we'll keep working on some podcasts to get some new standards out and from the online course design rubric. So thank you again.
You're welcome.